little sizzle in the bacon, but not an issue at all. You're doing fine with it. Yeah, and Dakota, yeah, you nailed what I was trying to say. You nailed it perfectly. My mouth and my brain aren't working right now, which sometimes it never does anyway. But anyway, yeah, so, yeah, you nailed it spot on about all the factors that are involved compared to where when I was a kid, my parents, my mom, my dad was a meat cutter, and it was a one-family income, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom with three kids, you know. Then when I got married in 80, both me and my wife had to work because we were just starting out, and the kids came along, and we just got a house out there in Chesterfield at the time. And now in today's society, I think two incomes are going to cover everything, and if you got kids, you got to pay for the child care or whatever. If the kids are home, you have to get a nanny, a sitter, or somebody to tend to that. So, yeah, you conveyed it much better than what I tried to do. So my hat's off to you on that one.
Not me. Anyhow, I just pulled up here at work. Man, they do not do our drive very good. I've lost two parking spots of all them parking spots I fight over. Anywho, everybody be safe. Be warm. I'm going to get inside now. W8FU.
All right, Sean, have a good day. Catch you later. And Donald, yeah, that was another thing I was thinking, too. I had a conversation a long time ago with my wife's grandpa, and I didn't want to sound ageist, but the dual income, you know, the boomers is really when the wives started to work. And I think that played a big factor, right? Like, I was fortunate to grow up with my mom at home pretty much my entire childhood. And I think that made a big difference because, like you said, if your kid's sick, then mom's home, right? There's no excuse. There's no reason to send them to school. And nowadays, for the most part, most spouses, and you know, it's dual-income housing, most people work. And whether they can afford it or not, that's another thing. But I don't know. My wife's baby mama-in-law doesn't work, and she still sends her kids to school when they're sick because she needs a break, she says. So there's just people like that out there, right? So I prioritize my kids over anything, first and foremost. So if I got to miss work to take care of my kid, I'll miss work to take care of my kid. It's my obligation as a father. I chose to have children. I need to take care of them. It's not someone else's problem.
FBI. Hub. Time out.